Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
The big drama of the weekend is that over the weekend, Google's Gemini AI image generating tool, it got in a little bit of hot water. This was going viral all over X and all over the internet everywhere else, as essentially the tool was generating what people are calling ahistorical, but pretty much inaccurate historical images, and they're adding kind of race into this. So an example is if you ask it for a picture of the founding fathers of the United States, it was creating George Washington, but making him black. If you were asking for the co-founders of, you know, like, hey, give me a picture of the founders of Google, it was creating like two Asian men. If you asked it for, you know, a picture of a World War II German soldier or a Nazi, it was creating like a black Nazi. Now, obviously, there were no black Nazis. The co-founders of Google were not Asian, and George Washington was not black. So this obviously just made for a viral moment where everyone was getting up in arms from all everywhere, getting upset about this. And, you know, it actually led to Google pausing this tool, saying that they were sorry, they were going to fix it. You know, what have you been seeing about this, Jamie?
Well, I think I saw you posted one. It was really funny. So someone asked it to generate a picture of a ginger person, redhead person. And there were some pretty interesting looking people that it generated. You know, typically, you know, those of the ginger persuasion are not dark skinned, but these ones were. So it kind of gave me a good chuckle. But I mean, this whole thing brings up, you know, some really valid points in the whole AI world, which is, you know, where is this information coming from? What is the model using for its reference point? And is there bias there? You know, I think it's even more potentially dangerous when it comes to like news summaries and things like that down the road. This is just highlighted that the example and the necessity for discretion overall with AI. Jaden, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so this is interesting. Like you mentioned, over this whole thing, well, I actually got my wisdom teeth pulled out over the weekend. So I've been kind of out of commission, you know, laying in bed, just scrolling through, probably spending way too much time on Twitter. But yeah, watching the whole drum on this unfold, I was sharing screenshots. And I will say that, you know, not everyone was happy with this whole situation. I think I had someone respond to like one of my messages saying like that I was racist for sharing it, which I think in and of itself is kind of a problem we're having today, where if you like, you know, if you even address or talk about maybe some of these issues that are happening in AI models, it can be very triggering for people. I think at the heart of what's actually happening, because I've actually covered this in other podcast episodes before, but from OpenAI, is essentially OpenAI and Google, in an effort to be what they say is more diverse, they're essentially injecting a pre-prompt into their image generators. Now, they were kind of concerned that before, if you said, hey, you know, Google, or like if you said, hey, DALL-E 3, generate me an image of a lawyer, that mostly it's going to generate like males, for example. They're like, okay, well, that's sexist. What if there's a female lawyer? So they put like inject a pre-prompt in that essentially says, when you generate a picture of a person, make sure it's diverse. So the prompt was leaked. Someone got reverse engineered it and literally leaked it. And the prompt went something like this. Every time you get a picture of a person generated, Google's doing the same thing, but this was OpenAI. They literally put a prompt in that said, make sure that when you generate pictures of people, they're diverse groups with, you know, Hispanic, Black, Indian, Asian, women and men. Like, they just want to put everything in there. So it kind of, yes. And then you lead to these problems where you say, generate me a World War II soldier. And now all of a sudden it's, you know, generating black Nazis, which is probably not historical or what anyone wants, regardless of, you know, wherever you sit on this whole issue. So, yeah, I think this is a problem that big tech is tackling right now. For those that think, I don't know, like, I'm bad for having shared this on social media, I mean, I think this is a thing that everyone's talking about, so it's important to discuss. Discussions are great. And Google actually came out and apologized and said, hey, we did the wrong thing. So I'm not sure what the whole, you know, kerfuffle is about that. But I do think it brings up a good point, which is that these AI models, you really have to be aware that, like, the companies running them, you know, a lot of people are like, it's not the AI model's fault. It doesn't know what it's generating. It's like, yes. And then at some point, an engineer literally puts a hard-coded pre-prompt in front of your prompt that you're asking for. And to me, I actually don't like that. I know some people are like, it's good or whatever. To me, that's like definitely not my cup of tea. It's like, if I want, I'm going to say, generate me a picture of a female lawyer or a male lawyer. I don't want them having to inject anything. Just like, give me what the AI is going to generate and I'll get specific if I want to get specific. So that's my take on what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, with one thing I just thought of as a quick solution to this, you know, this problem that Google could do is kind of follow the Midjourney method where it, at least, I don't know if it does anymore, but Midjourney originally would generate four different images of your prompt, and then you could choose, you know, the best one. They could do something where if you ask to generate a certain type of person, a lawyer, for example, you know, it did kind of, you know, one of each just to give some diversity there, because I could understand how someone would be offended. You know, however, you know, where do you draw the line and at what point do you stop? So back to, you know, last week's news with the whole video generation tool by, what was it?
AI, Sora.
Sora, yes. How they released their promo for it, but they haven't released it to the public yet because they don't want this to happen. And they have their red team of people testing it. But, you know, there's still, I feel like, is going to be ways for people to, you know, potentially abuse the image specific, you know, generation tools, but you know, you really got to just do your best. So I don't know. What are your thoughts on what Google could do, Jaden?
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I think that, I know my opinion is going to be different than most people. I don't know. So, I mean, I understand if people have different opinions, but since you asked, my opinion is that Google should not pre-inject any prompts, just leave the generations the way they come out. It's a tool, not this shouldn't be like an editorial question of editorial discretion. Google shouldn't be making that call, in my opinion. It should just generate whatever it's supposed to generate. And I think that the issue that they'll run into is that if they're trying to over editorialize this, they're just going to keep running into the same problem. So I think it should just generate whatever it generates and people can get more specific and let it generate something, I don't know, more specific. Now, it's kind of interesting, too, because you don't really see this issue with Midjourney, although it's had a lot of its other problems. It is really something that OpenAI and Google have taken a lot of flack for. And so, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this comes out. Do you think that this, and to be honest, I actually think this is a really big problem for Google. I think it's probably one of its biggest brand image problems in a long time, because now people are saying, if they're doing this, like if they're injecting pre-prompts into my images, what are they doing to my Google searches? And I've seen like stuff all over the place about this. So I think at the end of the day, for AI companies in general, I think it's there's going to be definitely a demand for people that just want like a politically agnostic models that don't take any sort of sides, they don't have any sort of things injected for whatever reason. And I think that's probably going to be a big demand in the future in this industry, especially with businesses that like, let's say your business is using all Google Gemini to generate your images for stuff, and then it's generating things that are inaccurate. Like, it's just going to be a bad look on the business. Now, the business is concerned about using Google Gemini. For example, you know, I've created tools that use DALL-E to generate images that go into articles. But if there's some sort of issue like this with the image generator, and all of a sudden my articles have, you know, historically inaccurate images because Google had injected some sort of prompt, now it's going to make my business look bad. And beyond just Google getting the flack for this, my business could get the flack for this. So I think that there's a lot of issues that people are trying to avoid in this whole situation.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head with the whole brand image thing. You know, it's still very early in the game, and who knows who's going to come out and who's going to come out on top and be the next, you know, Google of AI or the most used platform, whether it's OpenAI or Google's Gemini or Mistral. You know, no one really knows. And so until, you know, someone is a clear leader, everyone's going to be trying to, you know, control the brand image. But the average consumer or person doesn't really understand that what AI is fully and that there is limitations to it still. So, you know, it's going to make mistakes. I don't know if we'll ever have a, you know, like you said, a perfectly unbiased AI system. But I don't really think in the end that's a huge deal, because AI is going to become specific to what the business or person wants. So, you know, if you want to generate blog posts, or if you want to generate images, you're going to use different tools, and they're all going to kind of have their own limitations and stuff. So at the end of the day, I don't think this will be a huge issue, but it definitely is exposes some of the current limitations of AI. So if you enjoyed this episode, thank you for if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to give us a review. We really appreciate it. It means a ton to us. And also, feel free to ask questions. We love to answer those on the podcast as well. Thanks for listening.